gigantic beast, stalking the earth, crushing all before it in a cyclonic cavalcade of electrifying horror, chasing through the streets a rampage of total destruction. Godzilla, king of the monsters, incredible titan of terror, wiping out a city of 6 million in a holocaust of flame. Just flame cannot destroy it. Bombs cannot kill it. All modern weapons fail. Is this the end of our civilization? Can the scientists of the world find a way to stop this creature? For the answer, see Godzilla, king of the monsters. You may wish to deny it, but your eyes tell you it's true. A tale to stun the mind. More fantastic than any ever written by Jules Verne. More terrifying than any ever shown on the screen. Awesome. Incredible. Unbelievable. A story beyond your wildest dreams.
Monster Zero is
dynamic, chemic violence
on the surface, but must forever live underground like this. All right. I will show you Monster Zero. Hey, look. It's King Gitter.
Yes, indeed.
On Earth, you gave this terrifying monster the name of Ghidorah. Everything is numbered here. The monster is zero.
Pay heed to my warning. The entire human race would perish from the Earth. Where the monster Ghidorah passes, only flaming ruins are left.
Ghidorah.
That's why she has the pistol.
What pistol?
When I first met her, she was carrying a pistol in her purse. I asked her about it, and she explained to me. And I believed her.
So now you're convinced that we're from outer space.
That's right. What do you have on your mind?
Beast terms.
It would be a bad situation if that creature came here to Earth.
It's worse. He's arrived.
How could that possibly be, and why?
What is it? Is it alive? May I hold it? Oh, it's adorable. What is it?
What is it, my lovely lady?
It's Ghidorah. Ghidorah the Great.
The United States are aging. Half are over 30 years old, and 23 is here in the United States are aging. Is here in the.
It is very likely that one or more of you know this individual. Someone who's had experience working in a laboratory with access to select biological agents.
The 104 nuclear reactors here in the United States are aging. Half are over 30 years old, and 23 are of the same design as the stricken Fukushima plant, which raises concerns about safety and the cost of upkeep. In California, two nuclear plants sit on fault lines vulnerable to earthquakes. Still, there's a major push in Washington to relicense many of these old reactors and to even expand the use of nuclear power here at home. Joining us now is Christian Parenti. He's contributing editor of The Nation magazine and the author of the forthcoming book, Tropic of Chaos, Climate Change and the New Geography of Violence. Good afternoon, Christian.
Good afternoon.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has been responsible, I think, since 1974 for ensuring safety. But in your view, how safe are these American installations?
I think they're unsafe, and it has to do with the culture at the NRC. They are too close to the industry. In fact, candidate Obama said that. He described the NRC as captive of the industry it's supposed to regulate, but he hasn't really changed that culture. For example, citizens groups during these relicensing, and there's also an uprating process that's going on where they run these plants at 120% of their designed and intended capacity. Citizens groups wanting to weigh in with concerns about terrorism have had to sue for the right to do that. So The agency is very opaque. It keeps out the public, and that is where the problems come from. So then you get situations like Vermont Yankee. It's up for a license. It's had a cooling tower collapse. It's leaking tritium. The officials who run the plant, Entergy of Louisiana, lied to the state of Vermont about having underground pipes. I mean, on and on and on, yet these plants get relicensed. So we have a serious problem at the NRC.
Some of these plants are over 30 years old. Have safety standards been improved, and have these plants met them over the years? Or is there evidence that some of these safety standards themselves are perhaps obsolete, basically old?
Well, if you tried to build one of these plants today, it would be impossible. So they do not meet current safety plant standards, yet they're being relicensed. There could be a much more rigorous regime of inspection and maintenance, but there are many examples of plants asking for permission to skip routine maintenance and receiving it. In Ohio, the Davis-Bassey plant did this, received permission, and then by total chance found that its containment vessel had a football-sized hole of corrosion with only a few inches of steel left. That could have led to a major disaster.
Dr. Furious here, WCOM LP Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Show. I'm Furious. And there in the background, some Gaslamp Killer theme songs from Godzilla. And other fun stuff where we probably need to at least acknowledge that the show may be offensive to some of you who aren't listening, audience. For everyone else, we're going to stick to this theme because you know what? The nuclear plant, Fukushima Prefecture, is still melting down since I've been doing this show all month. So we're going to spotlight more of that and talk about nuclear stuff, considering that right now as I sit here in downtown Carrboro, we are potentially going to be within a radiation shower's distance away from the nuclear plant down there. It's called Sharon Harris. And probably wherever you happen to be, there are 104 plants in the U.S. You're probably near one, too. So there's some good democratic risk assessment. I'm going to spin some stuff here relating to this guy named MF Doom here in a second. Old school stuff. as well as some new stuff, Tokimonsta, and others. Find some of my old shows at www.furiousg.blogspot.com. I'll be back.
The terrible disaster in Japan has revealed dangers worldwide. Lurking beneath the dark oceans, forces bent on destruction continue to threaten the populace. Godzilla emerges from a Republican-active dome and continues his work.
Cut spending. Government bad.
Lobbymon, with his deadly rose-colored goggles, emits radioactive talking points worldwide.
You know, there's really no danger of nuclear fuel being exposed. It's really quite safe.
Hopatron continues his perfect record of igniting dirty energy disasters.
America, clean coal is an energy solution. And so I support expanded offshore oil exploration. And clean, reliable nuclear energy is an essential part of it.
And of course, Procrastinato, never doing today what can wait until tomorrow.
I plan to get my emergency earthquake kit together, someday. Probably right after I start conserving energy. Later.
What dangerous and hidden forces lurk on your shores? No mutated monsters of the deep were harmed in the making of this film.
Again, Vermont Yankee, they have been caught breaking the rules, not hiring staff necessary, not doing the amount of maintenance necessary. So too at Oyster Creek and Indian Point and throughout the country. So,
how much would it cost to raise standards in these plants? And secondly, and very quickly, do you think the president, much as he did with offshore drilling following the Gulf oil spill, should apply the brakes?
I definitely think so. I think I don't know the exact amount, but it would cost a lot of money. And the thing is, these companies like Exelon and Entergy, they have by and large received these plants debt free, and so they're basically printing money, and they have no interest in spending more. One of the key things that has to happen is, yes, stop relicensing them, stop the upgrading, and also spent fuel needs to be put into dry cask storage. Currently, as is the case in Japan, much of the spent fuel, which is still highly radioactive, is held in pools, essentially swimming pools with roofs on them, and unlike the reactor itself, not very well managed. So these are very, very vulnerable. There's enormous amounts of radioactive material in them. If they drain of water, then this material begins to combust and disperse throughout the atmosphere, and that would be a serious, serious problem as we're seeing in Japan.
Christian.
report, in fact. A government official out and out said there is no end in sight to this disaster. Radiation levels in nearby seawater spiked again to more than 3,000 times the normal level. Today, Japan's emperor and empress made a rare public appearance trying to comfort those who lost all their worldly possessions in the earthquake and tsunami. Fresh reports from the EPA and others in this country show traces of radiation from that Japanese plant have migrated across the Pacific Ocean, have now reached a total of 14 states here that we know are
in your area.
It's King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah. King Ghidorah will destroy the whole country.
Zone out to about 19 miles where people are being recommended to get up, to actually leave or stay inside.
The nuclear plant appears to have caused even worse problems, even though the reactor was shut down for maintenance.
Yeah, good morning, Robin. And we need to start out by saying that no harmful levels of radiation have been found any place in the U.S. But let's show you how connected we all are by no surprise that this in some level will carry across the U.S. on these winds that generally flow from west to east. Yeah, good morning, Robin. And we need to start out by saying that no harmful levels of radiation... Yeah, good morning.
EPA and others in this country show traces of radiation from that Japanese plant have migrated across the Pacific Ocean, have now reached a total of 14 states here that we know of, including Florida and New York. Again, officials say these are trace amounts, minute amounts, no danger to people, but it is here and in the air. These reports only add to concerns over nuclear plant and overall radiation safety here at home. And the systems the U.S. has in place to monitor radiation in the air, the water, even the food and milk supply.
Years ago, if I were to say, do you know that there's a level of energy around us which is invisible, but which is powerful and beautiful and has all sorts of meanings? You think I was a nut?
As NBC's George Lewis reports, there are some glitches in those systems.
The Japanese nuclear disaster has this EPA lab in Alabama on high alert, monitoring the air, the water, and samples of melt for any signs of radiation.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're monitoring the air across the United States.
This is Chris Macho. He tweeted, had a hunch today would be good, but didn't think it would be this good. Wheatins is now following me on Twitter.
But the EPA has conceded it's had problems with some of those monitors. On the West Coast, only half of them were fully functioning as the Fukushima plant in Japan began emitting radiation. Three monitors were out of service, and others had to be double-checked for potentially faulty data. And while the EPA claims this is no big deal, disagree.
An emergency radiation system should be working, and it is very problematic. The EPA system is largely not functioning.
Then there's the question of what happens if there's a disaster at a U.S. nuclear plant. Two in California, Diablo Canyon and San Onofre, are built near earthquake faults. Many of these commuters on Eastern Highway are among the almost 7.5 million Californians living within a 50-mile radius of nuclear power. For the sake, because of that, radiation monitoring networks need to be properly running at all times. The company operating San Onofre claims it's safe.
I think it's important for the public to understand that this plant did its homework.
on the risks and then overbuilt.
This is too loose.
Still, some residents of nearby San Clemente say they're frightened.
Dousing the facility's reactors with water has been disrupted. Workers had to withdraw. Earlier, officials said 70% of the... fuel rods in one of the facility's six reactors were significantly damaged. 33% of the fuel rods of the number two reactor were damaged, adding that the cores of the reactors one and two are believed to have partially melted. Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant has been suspended after a surge of radiation made it too dangerous for workers to remain at the facility. The country's chief cabinet secretary says work on dousing the facility's reactors with water has been disrupted. Workers had to withdraw. Earlier, officials said 70% of the fuel rods at one of the facility's six reactors were significantly damaged following Friday's devastating earthquake and tsunami. And Japan's news agency is saying that 33% of the fuel rods of the number two reactor were damaged, adding that the cores of the reactors one and two are believed to have partially melted.
Bullshit on that.
Meanwhile, the outer housing of the containment vessel of Unit 4 erupted in flames early Wednesday.
Yeah.
was like, the only thing that you got to do is put your authority back in the saddle. Put Gene Autry back in the saddle. And put George Washington back in the White House. And put the Constitution back in motion. And bring Burr back. Then you've got a wild world.
Let them sing, let them sing, let them sing.
Radiation safety here at home and the systems the U.S. has in place to monitor radiation in the air, the water, even the food and milk supply. As NBC's George Lewis reports, there are some glitches in those systems.
Drinking, smoking weed, and all types of ill shit.
For an infamous ghost town of epic proportions, Chernobyl sure is a busy place. Past the guards, through the gates, and into this time capsule of the Life Soviet, you must first find your way to the exclusion zone office, where the phone does not stop ringing these days. Marina Polyakova tells me it's mostly reporters calling, wanting to visit since the meltdown at Fukushima.
The nuclear...
5,000 people were displaced, while a few hundred stubborn holdouts remain on their land. Sheriffs, if he is convinced people are more sick here because of the Chernobyl accident. Of course he told me. Of course they are more sick. But the Chernobyl Forum, a group of UN agencies focused on the accident, estimates only 4,000 people died as a result of the explosion.
We just don't want to stay here too long, do we?
Yeah. If you put it on the ground,
yeah.
It ain't much.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Five and a half right there. 500 times right there. This used to be pine trees as far as you can see.
Yeah.
And the cesium came through here after the explosion, and that's... And to this day, is...
It's still there.
Are there animals that can live here or not?
No.
Milinevsky's colleague, Tim Musso, believes animals are the key to settling the debate over the long-term health effects of Chernobyl. He and his team have spent more than a decade studying birds in the Chernobyl region and beyond.
But it's clear that this low-level contamination is probably more dangerous in the long run than having a single hotspot.
In contaminated areas, there are half as many species and one-third the number of birds you would expect. Their brains are smaller. 40% of male barn swallows have abnormal sperm. 1 in 5 have strange colored plumage that makes it hard to attract mates. There are unusual beak deformities and large tumors that scientists have never seen before.
What, if anything, can we extrapolate between that bird population, that population of barn swallows, and humans?
I would argue that you know, we're all animals, and birds are actually more similar to us than dissimilar to us.
Musso's colleagues are also looking at Chernobyl's grasshoppers. They frequently have asymmetrical wings. And fruit flies, which are easily impacted by radiation. Those found around Chernobyl have gray eyes instead of red and deformed wings. Biologist Irina Kozaretska studies the little bugs, in part because they only live about a month, meaning she can track genetic changes through many generations in short order. She worries about the sporadic funding for research that could lead to some definitive answers about the Chernobyl riddle. She told me, this is the worst thing that can happen. If there are gaps in the research for 2 or 3 years, we cannot have this full picture. At the remains of reactor number 4, I saw the concrete and steel sarcophagus that was completed 6 months after the explosion.
Is it holding? Is it doing its job?
It's not carefully doing this job because it's many holes inside, and still in windy weather you have some dust coming outside.
To have caused even worse problems, even though the reactor was shut down for maintenance.
As for the fact that they've actually banned fishing from around Fukushima, that's not to say that these levels of radiation can't disperse further. We're hearing of people
resin over the plant in a bid to basically glue down all this debris that's getting picked up by the wind and being washed away by all the runoff waters. They try to cool those fuel rods, and they're hoping that once it dries, they'll actually glue everything in place and stop...
Radioactive iodine found in seawater was more than 4,000 times the legal limit. It's the highest level recorded since the crisis began.
Body member of the Fox News Medical A-Team, Chief of Robotics at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City. You deal a lot with radiation, too.
Yes.
What about our food? Some foods, like meats, I know, get radiated. That makes them safe. But we don't want too much.
Shut down for maintenance. Yeah. The internet National Atomic Energy Agency said Japanese officials told it the reactor fire was in the storage pond, a pool where the units used nuclear fuel is kept cool and regulated was being released directly into the atmosphere. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edono said the external fire has been extinguished.
Of a big American city,
such as in their
getting
houses,
into trouble because of an equipment accident inside the nuclear plant. The reactor's highly radioactive fuel rods
considering
began heating up
could
at a dangerous rate. It was a partial nuclear reactor core meltdown, which caused the immediate shutdown of that power plant. Was that Three Mile Island? No, that was Fermi 1, a nuclear reactor in Monroe County, Michigan, on the shores of Lake Erie. That American nuclear plant went through a partial core meltdown. How about this one? A U.S. nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania, just outside Harrisburg, forced to shut down after one of its reactors suffered two different equipment malfunctions in the span of 9 days, forcing a leak of radiation into the air. Was that Three Mile Island? No, that was Peach Bottom Nuclear Power Station in York County, Pennsylvania. How about a U.S. nuclear power plant on the eastern seaboard suffering a catastrophic failure of its emergency shutdown system, the system in place to prevent a nuclear meltdown? The shutdown system failed, and then the backup to the shutdown system failed. And then 3 days later, the same systems fail again. Three Mile Island, right? No, that was the Salem Nuclear Power Plant in southern New Jersey. How about this one? A U.S. nuclear power plant employee carrying a lit candle accidentally causes a fire just below the plant's control room. That fire manages to take out the plant's primary and emergency cooling systems, causing the shutdown of first one and then ultimately two reactors. That's got to be Three Mile Island, right? No, that's the Browns Ferry nuclear plant in Athens, Alabama. How about this? A U.S. nuclear power plant suffers severe malfunctions over the course of 2 days, releasing 600,000 gallons of boiling radioactive steam into the air. Is that Three Mile Island? No, that's the Indian Point nuclear plant just north of New York City. Okay, how about a different U.S. nuclear power plant losing its main power source, forcing workers into an all-out scramble to keep the radioactive fuel rods cool? Temperatures begin to rise, putting the plant at risk of a meltdown. Three Mile Island? No, the Davis-Bessie Nuclear Station in Carroll Township, Ohio, right on the shores of Lake Erie. The U.S. nuclear power plant suffers a catastrophic series of human and mechanical failures. Cooling water drops so low in one of the plant's reactors that fuel rods begin to melt down. Radioactive gas is released into the air. Nearly 200,000 Americans are forced to flee their homes. That was Three Mile Island. This week, 32 years ago, on March 30th, 1979, it featured this lead story on NBC Nightly News.
Good evening. There was serious trouble today at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. Trouble serious enough to cause the evacuation of small children and pregnant women from a 5-mile area around the endangered nuclear plant. The problem is that it is more difficult than had been thought to cool the radioactive nuclear fuel inside the power plant.
Coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
And until it's cooled, it is very dangerous.
Three Mile Island is usually thought of as America's only big nuclear accident. That's because we tend to forget that 13 years before Three Mile Island was Fermi 1, 1966, the Browns Ferry nuclear accident in Alabama, 1975, the Peach Bottom nuclear accident in Pennsylvania, 1980, the Salem reactor accident in New Jersey, 1983, the Indian Point nuclear accident in New York was in 2000, the Davis-Bessie nuclear accident in Ohio, 2002, and that's not an exclusive list. I could go on, right?
Three Mile Island gets all the glory, but really it is in very crowded company when it comes to U.S. nuclear accidents over the last five decades. Today in Japan, the IAEA said it found radiation levels high enough to trigger an evacuation recommendation 40 kilometers away from the Fukushima reactors. Keep that in perspective. So far, the evacuation order around that plant extends to 20 kilometers. The government has advised a voluntary evacuation to 30 kilometers, but in this town, 40 kilometers away, well beyond even the voluntary evacuation zone, the UN's nuclear agency said today they found radiation levels twice as high as the level at which that agency recommends that people evacuate. King Ghidorah, take me to your leader. Quick to claim that he not no snake like me neither. They need to take a breather. He been rhyming longer than Sigmund the sea creature. Been on Saturday feature. Pleased to meet ya. And came to wake you up out the deep sleeper like he needed to stop before he caught the knee drop. Even give you more sick and ZZ top. With full bears thou shalt not fall corner. Future like one more steps in y'all's corner. So-called rich in front if you wanna. When he spit electrics don't be in y'all saunas. He only here to warn us what the plan is. The hour is up on us, it's bananas. Born alone, die alone, no matter who your man is. Hope he live long enough to tell it to his grandkids. King Ghidra, three finger ring fever. Spring chicken eater, ID'd as a ringleader. Who needs a heater? Catch him with bare hands. These same hands that make razors out bear cans. His own biggest fan. And got a fan base as big as Japan. Yeah, and all hail the king. And give him three cheers, fam. Like hit hit parade. Do his thing for the little kings like Sling Blade. To the grave, put in work like a slave. Or how to flip scripts on the dipstick brigade. Rock him like su 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 the old play. Back when we used to rock the shag, no fade. This still trade like a tailor made suede. Make the studio and I'm paid. Half up front, half upon mastering. Would you like that in cash? Last thing you should ask the king. You don't have to be no crystal ball reader. Allergic to saltpeter. You still be a wall beater. In the game like a Wall Street cheater. A lot of rap noise is annoying like Cedar. Turn into a triple X and it's a fairy tale movie. He don't know me very well, do he? King Ghidra crush on the scene's teacher. They need to pay him better, she had nothing on the reaper. Heffa, and I had to offer her a stick of gum. She was as thick as they come and taught a strict curriculum. Which is only good for my son. When I'm in the hood, razors on the tongue. Nowadays, it's amazing raising young. Rule number one, face was on stun.
Dr. Furious here, signing off. Hopefully by the next time I talk to you, everything will be cooling out over there in Fukushima land. Everybody else, stick around. We got more good micro-powered underground revolutionary radio coming on. If you want to hear more, just stick around. Bodacious Bass is coming up soon. You can also check out fwcomfm.org for our online streaming audio. Or go to furiousg.blogspot.com and look out for some old shows. I'll be back. I'm sending you away with a little of this low-end theory. Till then, be safe. Don't be radiated. I'm furious.
Short months have already passed. The new year is going remarkably fast. Revolutions are popping and dictators dropping. Long wars are a thing of the past. Freedom has spread upon democracy land so we can focus on things from nature's big hand. Cleanup is quick. There's no need to fear. More nuclear power will keep the air clear. We're working together, even left and the right. And just like he said, Gitmo closed overnight. Financial reform makes the bankers rejoice. The economy's now back. Take the job of your choice. The cuts and the slashing have all gone away. We're caring and clever and selfless today. Students are happy and health reform's snappy. There's nothing to do but just play. We've entered the age of everything's cool. At least for one day of April Fools.